We're going to begin on the top of Chofa, and I'm going to look just to review. We had yesterday, we had the Shita of Rabba, and today we're going to meet the Shita of Rabba, and they're both coming to explain the Mishnah. So Rabba suggested that Kuli Alma, right, everybody agrees that what, Keich Kol Heicha, the Amar Ilu Ayti Yodea She'aba Meneichem, Ayti Omer Kuchem Asurim Chutz Me'aba, to Kulan Asurim V'Aviv Mutar. So that, if he at first said that you're all restricted, except then he realized that his father was there and he said, you know what, I still believe you're all restricted except for my father. So there the Rush believed because he didn't change his language, therefore everything stands, there's no difference here. And the Ron explained that it's not simply that the language doesn't change, but that he never really changes the meaning of what he said, because he never intended to include his father in that broad term. Whereas, if he changes his language, meaning it, but Omer Eloiti Odeh Sha'aba Ben Echem, had I known that, I would have changed from what's called the Klal, a general term of Uchem Asurim, to Ploni 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 Asurim, down to a Frat, then we have the Machlokes between Beisol and Beisharei, whether Neder Shehuter Miksoso Huter Kulup. So that's Rabba. So Rabba's opinion, again, is that if you have a klal, meaning that if you use a general language, and you maintain that general language, everybody agrees you're asur, and that's that the people are asur and your father's mutar. Whereas if a person started with a general language, and then switched to a pirut, into an individualized language, then it's mutar according to Beis Hillel, because it's neder shehuter miksasu huter kula, whereas the Beis Shammai, it's going to be asur. And Rabba says, no. Rabba Amar, beginning of Chof Av Amud Aleph. Rabba Amar, the Kuli Almo Kol Heicha the Amar. If he would say Ilu Hayiti Yodeya Sha'aba Beinechem, had I known that my father was among you, Hayiti Omer Ploni Ploni Asurim, then I would have changed from Klal, meaning that general language, to Parat, and then Ploni Asurim Baba Mutar Kuchem Mutarim. Then everybody would agree that they are Mutar. You know, if you change your language from general Kuchem Asurim too, I would have switched to something else, then everybody would agree you're mutar, that netesh hutar miksaso, hutar kulo. Lo nechluku ola ba'omer ila iti odea, the machlokas between Beis Hillel v'Shai, it says, if you had known that my father was amongst you, haiti omer kuchem asurim chutz me'abo. That everybody, if he maintains his language, and says that I'm still saying kuchem asurim, just adding in chutz me'abo, then it's a machlokes, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. So basically, Rabba takes what Rabba thought the machlokes was about, which was changing, right? That changing from kuchem asurim to ploni uploni ploni. Rabba thinks that's the machlokes. Rabba thinks that everybody would agree in that case that it's mutar. Even Beis Shammai would agree that type of change is already neder shehuter miksaso or hutar kulo. The machlokes is about what Rabba says that everybody agrees is asur, which is if you said kuchem asurim, and then you said kuchem asurim chutz me'aba, that Rabba believed everybody was asur. Rabba says that's where the machlokas is. What is the machlokas then? Right? We said before by Rabba, if you said kuchem asurim, and then he came up and he says, had I known it was said kuchem asurim chutz me'aba, Rabba says everybody agrees in that case, that even Beis Hillel is going to agree that's not neder shehuter miksaso. How is Rabba going to explain the machlokas in this case? So now he says, Beis Shammai, Savri lo ke Rabbi Meir. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, the Amar Tafus Lashon Rishon, that we go by your first statement. We'll get back to this in a second. Beis Hillel, Savri lo ke Rabbi Yossi. And Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Begmar Dvarav of Adam Nitzpas. That even in his closing words, a person is, right, we believe is making a full statement. So what the classic case of this is when a person is, you know, brought in tmura, or says something like tmurat ola shlamim. So a person says that this is tmurat ola, and then he says, and tmurat shlamim. So the question is, what's the status of this animal? So we say, how is it tmurat ola? Now it's fully an ola, and when he says tmurat shlamim, that statement is meaningless, that he is retracting his first statement, and therefore, Tafus Lashon Rishon, this is only an Ola. Or do we say that a person can't say simultaneously, Ola Ushlamim, Ola, he says, He says, Arizu Halizu Shlamim. Since he can't say them simultaneously, it's not a retraction, it's just a modification. He's trying to define what is the Tzmurah here, it's Olah Shlamim. So this happens to be a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says, Tafus Lashon Rishon. When you make a first statement, then when you try to undo that first statement, we consider it a retraction, and we believe that it has no bearing. Therefore, if you say, Harizu Chumat Allah, Harizu Chumat Shlamim, in that case, Rabbi Meir believes that it's only an Olah. Why? Because when you said Harizu Chumat Allah, the animal became fully Kadosh B'Olah. Then you go and say Harizu Chumat Shlamim, it has no bearing anymore. The animal's already an Olah. Once it's an Olah, you can't make it into a Shlamim. Ah, but he wanted to say both of them. He says, no, he really changed his mind. Originally he said Olah, now he changed his mind trying to make it into a Shlamim. That, Rabbi Meir says, does not work. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not what's happening here. What's happening over here is that a person is trying to make something into an Olah and Shlamim. He can't say them simultaneously. So he says, Harizu Tumurat Olah and Harizu Tumurat Shlamim. So we say that it's the two statements combined. It's half an Olah and half a Shlamim. That means you have to sell the animal, and then half that will go towards a Shlamim, and half will go to an Olah. Because after the Marz Barav Adam Nidfas, even with the closing words, a person is, right, captured, meaning that it's meaningful. His whole statement is meaningful. Right, so based on this, now we're going to explain the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. In our case, what does he say? He says, Hare Kuchem Asurim, right, he says, there is a kuchem asurim. Then he comes back and says, Hare kuchem asurim chutz me abba. Alright, so now what's Rabbi Meir going to say about that? Chutz me abba is really, it's almost like a retraction, meaning that, and it doesn't work. Meaning that the Hare kuchem asurim stands, and nothing's changed. Alright, so therefore, this is not a neder shehutar miksaso. And Beis Shammai is going to say, what? Shammai is going to say, that is, everybody's asur, even though his father's mutar. But Beit Hillel is going to say, no, we're like Rabbi Yossi. When you say, Afik Mar Dvar Adam Nipas, means when you say, Arei Kuchem Asurim, then you come say, Arei Kuchem Asurim Chutz Me'aba, that means that your first statement was incomplete. And you're trying to change the meaning of your statement now, meaning, because we're going to say that the Chutz Me'aba is meaningful in your statement. If it's meaningful in your statement to change the total package, then that's a change that's enough to consider neder shehutar miksaso, hutar kulo. Now the problem with this, the only little problem, is it's Rishon and Parmat, the Rosh points it out, the Ran points it out here, is that the cases aren't exactly parallel. Because in the case by Tmura Shlamim and Tmura Shlamim, we say, well, according to Rabbi Meir, the second statement you make is meaningless. Meaning that when you say Tumat Olah, then you say Tumat Shlamim, the thing is a Tumat Olah, and the Tumat Shlamim just goes away. Why? Because they are contradicting each other. Two statements are mutually exclusive. You can't be an Olah and a Shlamim at the same time. Whereas over here in our case, when he says, Arei Kuchem Asurim, Chutz Me'aba, even Beis Shammai agrees that the Chutz Me'aba works. Meaning that when you say Kuchem Asurim, then Chutz Me'aba, even Beis Shammai, who's going to hold like Rabbi Meir, is going to say Chutz Me'aba works, and his father is not restricted. Why is that? So the Rosh says that the Ran seems to say something similar, is that because over here, by putting them together, they're not necessarily contradictory. In the case of the Shlamim and the Olah, it's impossible for both of them they can't coexist, in a sense. I mean, once something's an Olah, there's no way to make it into a Shlamim. So by definition, with Rabbi Meir, you're gonna drop that last statement. But it's over here, when you say, Harei Kuchem Asurim, and then you say, Chutz Me'aba, you haven't changed the meaning of Kuchem Asurim, meaning because, even though we say, Tafus Lashon Rishon, that's the Ikar, Kuchem Asurim, and that stands in the end, Kuchem Asurim, the Chutz Me'aba, right, is not contradictory, and therefore, we will say, it works. Even according to the mayor, it works, but we're still gonna focus on your main statement. What's your main statement? The first thing you said. What's the first thing you said? Kuchem Asurim. So the Chutz Me'aba does not change that picture of Kuchem Asurim. Because whenever the mayor says, Tafus Lashon Rishon, he means whatever you said first, that's the most meaningful statement. Now, if your second statement does not contradict, we're gonna say, okay, it works. But the Ikar is still that first statement. And that first statement is still standing in the end. That first statement stands in the end, then you don't have Neter Shehutar Miksaso, Hutar Kulo. Because Rabbi Yossi says no. That when a person makes a statement, that whole full statement is meaningful. So therefore by Olah and Shlamim, your statement's not over until you finish everything. And therefore this animal is both an Olah and a Shlamim. And also over here, if you say Kuchem Asurim, your statement's not finished. When you say chutz mi'abba, right, it's a whole picture, meaning that that second statement is as meaningful as the first statement. So if you say harei kolkam asurim, and then you change your mind later on and say harei kolkam asurim chutz mi'abba, the fact that your second statement, right, detracts from the first statement is enough to say neder shehutar miksah, so hutar mi'lalo. Alright, so that's how we're going to explain. So again, just quickly, because now the Gemara is going to ask a number of questions. The rest of the through the Mishnah from Zion is basically going to challenge the positions of Rava. Okay, so we just have to keep in mind exactly what's Rava's position and what's Rava's position, right? Again, Rava's position is that when you say Kochem Asurim, when you say that general principle, then afterwards you say, had I known, I would say Kochem Asurim puts me Abba, everybody agrees it's Asur, according to Rava. Their machlokas is if you change it from Kochem Asurim to Ploni, 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 because then you're changing the language. We'll use the Rosh Pshat the simple way. Again, the Ron said the change is that you never really excluded your father included your father in the first case. That the language, not only the language has changed, your intent didn't change. But we'll go with the Rosh, just because he's explained. Language, since your language changed, that's Neder Shehutar Miksah, so that's Machlokas Vin Beisalim Beishamah. Beisalim says, Neder Shehutar Miksah, so Hutar Michlalo. Beishamah says, no, that Neder Shehutar Miksah, so it's not Hutar Michlalo. That's Rabba. Rabba comes and says, no, it's the opposite. If you change the language, even Beishamah is going to agree that that's neder shehutar miksah, so it's miklal, and therefore everybody agrees it's mutar. If you go change from kolkam asurim to ploni, 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 everybody agrees it's mutar. Where's their machlokes? What is if you even keep the language? When you say kolkam asurim, and you say kolkam asurim, chutz mi'abba. And that's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. What's the ikar statement? Is kolkam asurim the ikar, and that stands in the end? Or is it afik mar dvar batam nitvasak, Rabbi Yossi, that the full statement is meaningful, and therefore when you make chutz mi'abba, you've changed the total meaning of the statement, and that's enough to be neder shehutar miksah, so hutu mechlolo. Alright, now, the Gemara is gonna challenge. First challenge to Rava. Eit vei Rav Papa the Rava. If Rav Papa had a question for Rava. Keitzad amar Rabbi Akiva. How do we explain the statement of Rabbi Akiva? Neder shehutar miksah, so hutar kulo. A neder that is mutar in part is mutar kulo. Gemara now is going to give three cases in this Mishnah. Alright, just keep that in mind. We're having three cases and then we'll discuss it in a minute. Konim sheni nene lukuchem. Right, he said, takes a neder that co-name that I will not get any hanah from all of you. Hutar achad mehem. If one of them is mutar, meaning he gets a petach neder for one of them, hutru kulam. Then they all are mutar. Okay. Sheni nene lolazeh, velolazeh. He says, I will not get hana from Shani, or any, that I will not get hana from this person, or Shani ne, ne, lola ze, lola ze, that I won't go each one of them, meaning that he one after the other. Hutar Rishon, if the first one that he made the nether about gets, has the hatar zedarim, then Huchu Kulam. Huchu Acharon, if the last one is made mutar, Acharon mutar, Bukulana Surim. And then they all are us. So now, let's see, those are three cases. One case is that he says, kuchem, and then afterwards one of them gets taken out, somehow he gets a heter, which is a petach neder. So that is considered, the whole neder falls apart. That's one. Second case is if he says, zeva, 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 zeva. Then we have two possibilities. If the Rishon's taken out, then they're all mutar. If the Akron's taken out, then only the Akron's mutar, and the rest of everybody else is Asur. Those are the three cases. Okay?
Where I just saw two cases.
No, the Rishon and Akron.
Rishon and Akron, right? It splits, that last case splits into two. Okay? It's gonna be, I know it doesn't look, but it's gonna be meaningful because the Gemara is gonna term, I'll help you out now because the Gemara is gonna just use the term Rishon and Seifa now. Right? Even though there are three cases in the Mishnah, the Gemara now is gonna go ahead and say Rishon and Seifa. So, Rishon's clear is that first case. Seifa's clear is the last case. Question is that middle case, the mitziyah, so where does it go with? So the Gemara is going to say Reisha and Sefer. For Rabba, it's going to call Reisha to include, now when they explain Rabba's position, it's going to say Reisha is going to include the first two cases, and Sefer is going to just be that last case. According to Rabba, the Gemara is going to use the term Reisha and Sefer. Reisha is going to mean the first case, and Sefer is going to mean the last two cases. Right, so the Gemara is going to change, it never uses the term mitziyah, but it's going to include that middle case for Rabba and the Reisha, and for Rova in the Seifa. Alright, that's what's just confusing about the Gemara coming up. So I just, you know, we'll premise it with that. Now, so Bishlama. Now, it makes sense, the Rabba. Mukim la the Reisha. How does he explain the first case in our Mishnah? The Amar. What is he gonna say? Lazet, ulazet. Meaning that he started out with Zeh lezeh lezeh. He said, phony. He says, you, 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 and you, and Arthur, right? And then afterwards, he changes his mind and says, what? No, I wouldn't have said phony, phony, phony. Zeh, zeh, zeh. I would have said, kuchem asurim chutz meifom. That's it. I would have changed. The seifo, right? In the seifo, the amar lekuchem. Right? Then in the seifo, he'll say, lekuchem. Alright, so now, how do we explain this? Right, there are three cases. So now, Rabba's position is that if you switch your language, alright, if you switch your language, then that's neder shehutar miksaso, hutar kulo, right? That's when you switch your language, at least according to Beis Hillel, right? Whereas if you don't switch your language, then it remains asur. Right? That's what it is. You just say chutz mi'avos. So that's how's Rabba going to explain this, right? So that speaks about Rabbi Akiva. He's going to say, there are two cases here. The first two cases in that price. And one where it says, kuchem asurim, then one is mutar, and the next one where it says, zev is zev, that when you say, rishon is mutar, then they're all mutar. So the way they can explain it is, lab dafka rishon and nachum. The way it's where is that, whenever you switch your language, that's enough to have nefesh hutar miksas or hutar miklalo. How do we explain that? Because either if you started out with kuchem asurim, that was like the first case in Rabbi Akiva's case, kuchem asurim, then you see, he finds out that his father's there. And he says, you know, had I known that, I would have said plony, 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 and that's in it. So he therefore changes the language, according to Rabbo. That is neder shuter mixasur mikol, according to Beit Hillel, and that'll be mutar. Second case, where he says, zela, zela, zeh, right? And then he comes along and he finds out his father's asur, and he says, or he gets a petach neder for one of them. He said, had I known that, I would have said kuchem asurim chutz mizeh. He switches his language. That is also according to, that's the chiddush here, that even if you switch the other way, and if you switch from the klal, kuchem, to plony, 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 from plony, plony, plony to kuchem, according to Rabba, that's enough of a change to consider netar shehutar miksaso, hutar kulo. And that's how he explained the first two cases in the Mishnah. Then the seifa, right, I told you, according to Rabba, the seresha means the first two cases. The first two cases are that the chiddush Rabba, that if you switch either way, that's already the machlokas, and I'll hold like you've got the basil holds like Rabbi Akiva. That's how I explain the first two cases. The last case that says what? If I do lezeh, 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 and then the Akron's mutar will be a case where it says, kuchem asurim, chutz, and then afterwards they come back and says, well, your father was there. You say, well, I meant to say, kuchem asurim, chutz mi'aba. According to Rabba, that's a case where everybody agrees is asur. Even basil agrees that's asur. And that's why in the Mishnah it doesn't work, in the Braitzo of Rabbi Akiva that doesn't work, and that'll still be Asur. So that's how Rabba would explain these three statements of Rabbi Akiva. Obviously the lacking, which is going to prove to be the answer for Rabba, is that Rishon and Akron here are not meaningful, in the sense that Rishon doesn't mean first, and Akron doesn't mean last, right? Just, those are expressions, we just, the way they, now, are Lav Dafka. I mean, Rishon and Akron just mean one of them. Right? Not that they're meaningful, that Rishon and Akron are different in this case.
How's Akron explained? How's the third case explained again?
It's just, the third case going to him is that he said, Hari Kuchem Asurim, then he finds out that his father, then he says, I would have said Kuchem Asurim chutz mi'avo. And Akron.
How's that different than the first case?
Which the first case he says, Hari Kuchem Asurim, and then he finds out his father, he says, I would have said plony, plony, plony. He changes his language. Alright, and the middle case is he starts plony, 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 and he switches to kuchem asurim. So in the first two cases, he's switching his language, either way. In the last case, he's keeping his language and just adding on a chutz mi'avo. And that's Rabba. That's classic Rabba. If you switch the language, then it's nedesh hutar miksasa hutar miklalo. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Reis Hillel holds like Rabbi Akiva. That'll be Rabbi Akiva. And the case where it's asur is where everybody agrees that if you don't switch the language, just add on a chutz mi'avo, that does not make you, that does not free up. That's not nedesh hutar miksasa because you didn't change your language. Right now, but according to Rabba, how are you going to explain this? The problem is for Rabba. Right, El Didak, according to you, Rabba, Bishlama Resha, the Resha, now here Resha means the very first case. Right, Mukim La Damar Lekuchem, you said to everybody. Alright, that's why it's in Mutar, because you said Arei Kuchem Asurim, and then he went ahead and changed it to Chutz Mi'aba. According to Rabba, in that case, right, everybody is, what? Everybody agrees you are, Beis Hillel agrees that you're mutar in that case. Ela Seifa, what are you going to do with the Seifa? Damar Zeh, 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 right? Rabbi Akiva, he. Why is it Rabbi Akiva? Am I plegei Rabbanan Alei? Why do the Rabbanan argue here? According to Rabba, if you switch your language, everybody agrees that neder shuter mikzasu and ter miklalo. That's Rabba's position. Rabba's position is that if you switch your language, everybody agrees you mutar. It's only when you don't switch your language, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So why should this be unique to Rabbi Akiva? Right? Why are the Rabbanan arguing? Bahamar divrei hakol mutar. Did you say everybody is mutar? Alright, so now, according to Rabba, the first case in the Mishnah is explainable. Why is he mutar? Because he switched from kuchem asurim to chutz mi'abed. The question is, what's the chiddush in the next two cases in the Mishnah? Well, first of all, how do you come up with a case where it's asur? According to Rabba, any sort of change makes you mutar. So here, if you start kuchem asurim, if you say that the last case in the Mishnah is kuchem asurim chutz mi'abed, that's mutar. And if you say kuchem asurim, they switch to ploni, even the Rabbanan are going to agree in that case. So then, how does he explain the sefer? And you cannot suggest, according to Rava, I mean, why can't Rava explain the Mishnah like, or at least part, the Rishon and the middle case like Rava? Rava said the first two cases are just, you say the language this way and switch it the other way, and then you say this language and switch it the other way. Because according to Rava, there's a chiddush in doing that. What's the chiddush? That even when you start out with a general statement and switch it to a prat, or you start out with a prat and switch it to a general statement, in both those cases we consider that switching your language and enough to be considered neder shutar miktaso hutar mikhlolo. But according to Rava, what's the chiddush of the second case more than the first case? The fact that you said kuchim asurim chutz mi'avo, or if you said ploni ploni ploni, and then you would said, oh, if I had said, I would have said ploni 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 and not my father, in either case you are changing your language. According to Rava, once you change your language, there's nothing to talk about. There's no chiddush, right? There's, even in chutz mi'avo, that's considered changing language. Any little change already is Tidim Mutar. So ending in that case is not any, right, any chiddush. So you can see this quickly. We'll just say quickly in the Ran. If you look in the Ran right now, to four lines down in the Ran, it's four lines down in the Gemara. If you go four lines down in the Gemara, I just move across into the Ran. Four lines down, it said Dibishlamo. You see that Dibishlamo? Dibishlamo, the Rabba, according to Rabba, the Tarvayu, Tri Chil Yashminim. We need these two cases. The Ben Michlal Leprat, Omi Prat Lechlal, Shinui Havi. That's considered enough of a change. El Rava, the Leislei Ukma El B'Mamid, the only case where there is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Shammai is when you stay by your words. You don't change your words. Tarte B'Mamid Lamali. Why do you used to say that I don't change my words? Why do you need two cases to teach you that? Right? There's nothing to ask. Now, truthfully, you didn't even have to answer in this middle case. You could ask from the last case. According to Rava, the last case says what? Bezeh, bezeh, bezeh. If you take out the Akron, everybody is what? Everybody is, every Asur, and the last one is Mutar. Rava can't come up with a case like that. Rava never has a case, according to Rabbi Akiva, right, or according to Beis Hillel, that you're Asur. There is no such case. Where you have a Petach, the part of the Nether, if you change any part of the Nether, according to him, everything is what? Mutar, according to Beis Hillel. So you could have asked from that last case. The fact that the Gemara asked from the middle case already, was because they had enough of a problem by the time they got to the middle case, they didn't go to the last case. Right, but that's the challenge to Rabba. Obviously, the solution is obviously going to come from the fact that Rabba, the way Rav Papa is explaining, Rabba ignores Rishon and Achron. So if you take Rishon and Achron literally, then you can come up with a solution, right, that makes a difference here. So that's the answer. Here we go in the Gemara. Amalei Rabba, the Rabba, the Rabbi Akiva, Minecha Seifa. Right? According to Rava, does Rabbi Akiva's Seifa really make sense? By Mumukumla, what did you set up by? Da'amar Lekuchem. Right? So, if you said Lekuchem, right, he said that the last case, the very last case in that price of Rabbi Akiva is that you said Lekuchem, and then you said Chutz Mi'aba, and therefore, everybody's Asur and Abba. Ha'dein hu Rishon, Va'dein hu Akron. Who is the first, and who's the last? I mean, according to you, right, first and last are not meaningful at all. Because the way you explained the mission, according to Rabba, first and last were anyone. I mean, it wasn't meaningful who had the petach l'neder, as long as there was a petach l'neder. It just mattered how the language was used. I mean, that if you said kuchem asurim, and then you said chutz mi'abba, then everybody's asur except for Yabba. If you said kuchem asurim, or bezeh bezeh, and then you changed it to kuchem asurim, right, and changed it to bezeh bezeh, and not my father, that is mutar. But it didn't matter if he was the Rishon or if he was the Akron. That's not meaningful. Ella. So he's going to explain it. Ella, Reisha da'amar l'kuchem. He's going to say, the first case in Rabbi Akiva's case is, he said, kuchem asurim. And then he went back and said, how do I know? And I said, Kuchem Esrim Chutz Mi'Aba. That is according to Rava, everybody says Mutar. But Seifa, meaning the last two cases in the Mishnah, are Kukon Shetolon Zebazeh, that he made the nether. If you read the nether, when I first read it, I kind of read it this way, which says, right, Konem Zeh, he says, you are Asur, Konem Poni, you're Asur, Vizeh. And he says, you and you, meaning like, you are like the first guy, you are like the second guy, you are like the third guy, you're like, he's conditions each one of them on the first guy. He says, he only makes a full statement about the first one, he restricts. Then he says, everyone after that, he says, you are restricted like the first guy, you're restricted like the second guy, he's totally. Therefore, what's gonna happen? If you are Matir Nether for what? Vamar Ploni Kiploni, Uploni Kiploni. Right, then what's gonna happen? If you're Matir Nether for the first guy, the whole Nether falls apart, because everybody was premised on the first guy. Whereas if you're Matir the last guy, then he's gone, but he has no impact on the people preceding him, because nobody's depending on the last guy. So that's, he goes, and I'll prove it to you. Why? Because we have a brisa, the Tanya, the economy of a brisa. Hutar emtoi. What happens if you get a petach neder for a guy right in the middle? Hemenu lamata mutarin. From him and downward, meaning that anybody after him is going to be mutar, because they were all conditioned on him. Whereas lamala, hemenu lamala, anybody before him, he has no impact on them, and therefore they will remain asurim. Right, so that's how Rava explains. By Rava then taking Rishon and Akron literally, he's able to, therefore, explain that brisa of Rabbi Akiva, and not have a problem with his position. All right, next challenge to Rava's position.
He changed it to the Snan as a Mishnah.
Okay, thank you. Oh yeah, you're right, too. Over here, the Mishvat says Lachor, it's not. Thank you. All right, Eitz Vei Rav Adar Bar Avo the Rova. So now again, another challenge to Rava's position. Koneim Batzel Anito Eim. Shabbatel Ralalev. He says, right, I will not eat onion, because onions are bad for your heart. Okay? Then he says, Amrlo, he says, they told him, Halo Hakufri, Yafe Galev. But then he says, Kufri, which is a subset of onion, right? It's a, unripened onion. Any translations there? A good translation with a kufri?
He says the Rosh says it's a big onion.
Fully mature onion.
or that it refers to an onion that grows in a place called kufri.
Okay, so two possibilities. Yeah, but social to makom, that's Rashi, good. Right, but social to makom, and then you send
the Rosh. He brings down the Rosh and Yavamos, it says that it's a big one.
Big onion, okay. So anyway, it's here, kafre lalev, batzel hagadol nishnit batzel kotorcho. That's it. A big onion that is totally cooked. Okay? Either way. Totally ripened. Alright, so it's a kufri. Alright, so this is a subset of onions, and yet, it's good for the heart. So now he says, amrulo, alo kufri yafe lalev, hudur bakufri. Right, he's mutar b'kufri, because it doesn't fulfill his conditions that it's bad for your heart. But lo b'kufri b'lvad, and not in a kufri alone. Mutar ela b'kol habitzolim. But in all the onions, because why? This is neder shehutar mitzaso, hutar b'kol. Ma'isehaya, it happened to be a case, v'hitiru Rabbi Meir b'kol habitzolim. It was a case like this, and Rabbi Meir allowed him to eat all the b'tzolim. My love, how do you explain this case? Damar, what did he say? Ila iti yodei asha kufri yafel aleiv. Had I known that the kufri was good for the leiv, haiti omer, I would have said, kola b'tzolim asurim. Uv kufri mutar. So it's as if equivalent of saying what? Harei kuchem asurim, and then chutz mei aba. In that case, what does Rava say? Rava says, that's machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. What's machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai when you do that? I mean, according to Rava, what's machlokes? It's the same machlokes as Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Meir says, tafos lashon nishon, and Beis Shammai is going to hold like Rabbi Meir, that what? That is not considered a change. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi and say that when you say kuchem asurim and switch to chutz mei aba, that is afa gemar dvar adam nitbas, and that's considered a change in position. Change in position. Neder shehutar mitzaso. Who's the author of this statement here? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir. The way you learn Rava, Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, that when you change your language, that's not enough, because Tavus Lashon Rishon, that the first Lashon was matter, and that's not considered a change in language. If that's the case, why is Rabbi Meir saying here, this is a neder shutar miktaso, utar mikbolo? Okay, now, the weakness in the question, is what? That the underlying assumption, we said that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi, Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, that Tavus Lashon Rishon, and therefore neder, it's not considered a neder shutar miktaso, because we say Tavus Lashon Rishon is ikar. So the underlying assumption in this question is just because Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, that means the Rabbi Meir also holds like Beit Shammai. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that necessarily true? Meaning that we're assuming he set up Beit Shammai to read like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir can argue and say, no, you know, I do believe that Tosfos Loshon Rishon, but I only believe Tosfos Loshon Rishon when there's a contradict, the second statement contradicts the first statement. But when the second statement modifies the first statement, I'll even agree to Rabbi Yossi that the second statement is meaningful.
But then Beis Shammai would have a source.
No, they can have a source. They learn Rabbi Meir that way. I mean, that
could be Machlokes and how to learn Rabbi Meir.
Right, or not, and how to learn, or the extent to which Rabbi Meir is applicable, right.
Right. So maybe that was...
Beis Shammai need to...
We have this, I mean, this is not unusual.
Yeah, I'm not sure Beis Shammai needs to be
right. It's not, the Gemara does this in many places, where one Tana will use another Tana's position and say they hold like him in this case, but not in that case. We've had this earlier in the Dharm. It's not unusual. But I'm saying, now the underlying assumption in this question is that Rabbi Meir and Beis Shammai are saying the exact same thing, and they would agree to the position. So by telling you that, you know how Rabbi can get out of this problem. Right? I'm just pointing it out because it's easy to see that. Alright, my love, Dom Rayla Aiti Yodesh Kofi Yapa Lev Aiti Omer Kol B'Tzalim Asrim Kukufi Mutar. Lo! So now, the Gemara solves it in a different way. I'm saying the Gemara could have solved it by just saying this, but not. Lo! But Omer Ila Aiti Yodesh Kufi Yapa Lev Aiti Omer B'Tzal Ploni Uploni Asrim Kukufi Mutar. No, he just changes this brisa to read what? This is a different Akol brisa. Why? Because he changed from Kuchem Asurim to Plony, Plony, Plony. According to Rabba and Beit Shammai, in that case, that's Neder Shutar Miktaso, so even Rabbi Meir can agree. So the Gemara says, for Rabbi Meir, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, but I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Now Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanan, because that's the case of Divrei Hakol.
Why do you have to bring Rabbi Meir? Why not just say, why isn't this Mutar? Rabbi Meir, it sounds like it's Rabbi Meir not going to...
No, this is Maisa Haya. That was just Maisa Shahaya.
Yeah, it was Rabbi Meir, made the actual...
Yeah, it was a case. That was just a site. You can't say that he's the author of that Bryson Sally. He's brought as a proof. So from the other side, you can have a question. If Rabbi Meir's position is that way, then why is his position like that? But to say that this is only Rabbi Meir, you can't say that necessarily. All right, again, I told you the other solution to this problem, which the Gemara doesn't solve, is to say that Rabbi Meir just doesn't hold like Beit Shammai, The way the Gemara solves it, an easier way too, which is that the Gemara assumed that they read Kucham Asurim, and then afterwards it says Kucham Asurim, puts me Zeh, right?
So the Gemara says... Right. If you can have it...
So according to Rabba, he says, no, just he said Kucham Asurim, and he switches to Plony, Plony, Plony. According to Rabba, that's Divrei Yaakov. So I can explain that right away, no problem. Alright, 8th Bay, we have a little time, I'll do this with you. 8th Bay, Ravina. There's another challenge to Rava's position. Okay, this comes from Ravina. 8th Bay, Ravina, the Rava. Rabbi Natan Omer, Yesh Neder Shemiktasu Mutar, Umuktasu Asur. There is such a case where you can have a Neder that is partly Asur and partly Mutar. Ketzan, what's this case? Neder min Kalkala, right, or Tilkala, he took a nether from a basket. The basket of fruit. He restricted himself in the anything, all fruit that is in this basket, he restricts himself. Right? Bahayu ba benot shuach. And inside of it were these benot shuach, this type of fruit. Right? These are, I don't know, figs, some sort of really good figs, or Rashi says benot sheva. I'm not sure, but some sort of really good figs. I know that fruit was in there. Lo hayti know there. I would never have taken an eder. Hakalkala is surah. Right? Then the basket is a surah. All the fruit in the basket is a surah. But not shuach. Mutarot. Not shuach is mutar. Ad shiva Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, limit. Neder shuhutar miktsaso. Hutar kulo. My love, what's the case here? What's the case in this price? What happened? Damar ilay tiyodei shemino chuach betocha. Had I known that there were no chuach inside it, hayto mer teinim shchurot lebanot asurot beno chuach mutarot. That the regular figs, the white and the black figs, they are asur, but what? Beno chuach are mutarot. According to Rava, what happens in such a case? Right? If he had said kulchem asurim, and then he switches his language to pony, what does Rabbah believe? Rabbah believes then everybody says that it's mutar. So now, why is it only according to Rabbi Akiva? The Brisa says that Rabbi Akiva came along and taught us nevishim to mixas so mikar kulok. Even the Rabbanon agree in this case, right? So why is it Rabbi Akiva? Right, so the Gemara says, Manshuas Rabbi Kivi uplige Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin argue. Right, meaning that the fact that only Rabbi Kivi makes the statement means that in such a case when you switch from Kulchem to Ploni, that's Rabbi Kiva's position. That would be like Rabbah, that they argue in this case, and that's Rabbi Kiva's position, but the Rabbonin would argue. Whereas according to Rabbah, they should all agree in this case. No, somebody says no. Hey, why do you have to say that? Look, Gomer Eliyat Yodesh no Chuach Matochai Tiomer. You can switch. I mean, it's the same as before. The Gemara wants to say that that's the language he took, and then he says, I can answer up. I can create my own language that kol hakakla asurah umenotshuach mutarot. Now, I don't know if the language in the Brisa leans one way. Maybe that's...
Maybe
they felt the language when he says, oh, if I knew there was umenotshuach in there, I wouldn't have made that nether. Right? So, instead of the other case where he says, had I known that there was kufri in there, and over there it's also, I don't know if they're leaning from the language of the Brisa or not, but otherwise you're right. Okay, just, they know, you can just set it up the other way. Alright, so anyway, that's it. You know, let's just finish the Mishnah. Get this in. Ma tana, the had the tana rabbanon. We have a statement in tana rabbanon. Neder, nadar me chamisha bnei adam. Took a neder that five people were restricted, ke echad, in one shot. Said all of them at once. If one of them is mutar, they're all mutar. Now, if he says, if he says that I take a nether except for one of them, who mutar, behein asurim. Either Rabba, if it's, according to Rabba, the ratio is going to be Rabbi Akiva, right? Because according to him, mutar mixasso, it's only a position of Rabbi Akiva. So that'll be the first case over there. The Sefer, Diriakon, the Sefer where it says it's Asur, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that it's Asur in that case because he didn't change the language. That's Rabba's position. Either Rabba, according to Rabba, Sefer Rabbanon. The Sefer is Rabbanon. What's that mean, Sefer Rabbanon? Because, right, it's Asur only according to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Akiva, everything. Anytime you matter any piece of it, it is Mutar. Resha, Diriakon. And the first case is going to be everybody. Even the Rabbanon are going to agree when you change your language that that's enough to be Mutar according to everybody. Right, just for the halacha, just to conclude this sugi before you go to the mission tomorrow, what's the halacha? So we know machlokas between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, who's the halacha like? Beit Hillel. So it's clear the halacha is like Beit Hillel. Now, the problem is, Rabba v'Rabba, who's the halacha like? Should it be like who? Rabba is Rabba's Rebbe. Okay, so, do we say the halacha is like Rabba because he is Rabba's Rebbe? Or do we say the halacha is like Rabba because Rabba is a batra? Right. Exactly. So therefore, we don't know which way to go. Safek. Therefore, what do we say? Natinan k'Rabba l'chumra. Go the Rabba l'chumra, because by Nidorim, right, we're going to go l'chumra. And therefore, we're going to go like Rabba l'chumra. So we're going to explain the halacha. We're going to say like Rabba. That Beis Hillel is the only one who holds Hutar Miksaso Hutar Kula, but that's only in a case where you change your language. If you keep your language and then just say chutz me, then it's diriakol asur, and we're going to be choshesh that what? That it's asur in that case. And that's where the Ramban paskins, and so does the Ran. Right now, anything else? Okay. Right, and then also the Ramban just qualifies, and it says that when we say there's a petach l'neder or heter l'neder, that we say huter miksaso huter michlalo, that's only if he gets a petach l'neder. But if he gets a charata, he does it through regret. That's not going to be considered neder huter miksaso huter michlalo, right? Because
whatever he has charata, that's what we're
doing. Right. That's what we're going to undo. That when we say that it's a huter miksaso is only when you use a petach. That's the word the Ramban. Tosfos learns that even a charata. How does Charata work? Charata still goes back to the original nether. If you aren't doing a part of the original nether, that's enough to have the whole nether fall apart. Whereas, that only works with that. But if it's a Hafar Sabal, if the husband is doing Hafara, Hafara only works from here forward. In that case, it's not going to be Nether Shutar Miksaso, Hutar Mich. Okay, stop.